Rail to Rail Show. Your man D Divine. We got TDE in the building.
You record?
Yes, sir. You know how we do it.
What's good?
Yeah, man. So we talking about these versus battles. You know, all these producers getting together and having a little battle of who had the hottest songs and the eras and stuff like that. I think the best, they had first one was Scotch Storch and Man from Cash Money.
Man from Cash Money, who was that?
The Man from Cash Money, my man. I hate when my mind go blank. Manny Fresh. We had Manny Fresh. Excuse my dementia. I'm an old man. The next one was Timbaland and Swiss Beats. The third one was RZA and Premier.
Who won the Timbaland and Swiss Beats?
I don't know. Like, it was kind of like people were kind of like, depending on who you talk to. Well, see, for all of them, depending on who you talk to. Now, the first one was where they clearly said Scotch Storch kind of got Manny Fresh, because, you know, Scotch Storch, that was like an education, because you didn't know he was involved in so many projects, as opposed to
Dre.
Manny. Yeah, right.
Dre millions of beats.
Right. You know what I'm saying? Like, Manny Fresh just primarily did Cash Money and T.I. and maybe a couple other people, but he did Lil' Kim. He worked with Dr. Dre.
He did my Ultimate Jeezy cut. First, I'm going to stack my dough.
That's Manny Fresh. And then what? Boom, boom, clap. That was the joint.
I had the rest of the yams at my auntie's house.
Right. So
Manny Fresh got his, but I guess.
Yeah, but Manny Fresh definitely is. Okay, so yeah, so it was we was at Timbaland and Swiss Beats. Then the hottest one was RZA and Premier. And we got to kind of elaborate on that one, because the RZA and Premier, it was a lot of joints that wasn't played. I actually did a mixtape of RZA and Premier beats that wasn't played. You can check that out on YouTube.
Right.
And, one of the main things about, like, Premier, he didn't play full clip in that battle with RZA. RZA was smart. RZA was like, let me just play all the heavy hitters.
Right.
He was keeping the energy going. So that was great on his part. You know, besides all the technicality issues, RZA did what he was supposed to do. Premier held back on a lot of joints because he has an extensive catalog. We already know that.
Mm-hmm. Why do you think he held back?
Like I said, he really wasn't approaching it as, yo, I'm going to win this battle, da 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 da. He was just pretty much there and doing it for the culture, like he said. He wasn't looking to win or anything like that. He was just basically, yo, here's my, you know what I'm saying, here's my contribution. Boom.
I fuck with Primo big time.
Right.
If you ask me, I think he has the hotter beat than RZA. Don't get it twisted, because if anybody who saw it, he reminded a lot of people about the hot shit that the RZA did do.
Right.
But I myself, my opinion, mm-hmm. Premier's beats just rock.
Right.
He had that boom bap. He never got away from that boom bap.
Right.
His samples was tight as hell. Plus, he was always able to throw in the scratching element.
Yeah.
That, for me, being a turntablist, always believe that that is a integral part of hip hop.
That's right.
Without it, it's not, to me, complete.
Right.
I'm sorry, you know, whoever doesn't agree with it, that's your opinion. Mine is, it's not complete without it. So, but when you get to telling me some bullshit about you doing it for the culture, you don't get in a battle to do it for the culture. Battles are for competitors. Competitors want to win at all times, but you don't compete. You don't get on the basketball court and when you lose say, it was just for charity.
Well, see, that's the thing. See, and even
in the All-Star game.
Right.
You watch them competitors.
Right.
All get on the court, they play to win.
That's right.
And if they lose, they don't say, oh, my knee was hurt. No, it's no excuses, baby. If you out there, you won a battle.
Right.
Not a charity event.
Right.
They said battle.
Right. And that's the thing where people are getting it misconstrued.
No,
I think what people are getting it misconstrued is that, you know, they're saying it's a battle, so, and it's obvious that he didn't approach it in that aspect. It's quite obvious because it's so many bangers that he had that it's like when you put up.
I think he just didn't pull no motherfuckers out because he wasn't thinking along those lines. I think he pulled out what he thought was his strongest shit. If you want to ask me.
Well, he got way more strong than when he pulled. Well, compared to what he played versus what he did it.
In doing music, certain things you do. You just do it for the love of it, and you just do it.
Right.
And
so that's what I'm saying. That's what he did.
No, not this battle. Mm-hmm. I'm talking about the songs that he made.
Right.
There were probably some songs that he really didn't care for that particular beat. But the artist comes in and falls in love with that beat.
And kills it.
And kills it. He don't think that's his hottest shit.
Right.
But since it did what it did, okay. Mm-hmm. So maybe he wasn't thinking that that was his hottest shit. I can't see a fucking DJ not knowing
I've seen a concert where that man dropped full clip.
Yeah.
There's a matter of fact, there's a skit on one of his albums, I forget, where it's him and Freddie Fox.
Uh-huh.
And Freddie Fox is doing the intro.
Right.
And he's like, put your ass in there.
Uh-huh.
This shit don't mean LL Cool J. Don't mean lazy motherfucker. Put your ass up. It means one thing. And Premier drops the big L, rest in peace, and you just hear the crowd going, yeah! You just hear the crowd. It was like a fucking rock concert.
Where were y'all at?
No. I'm saying this is a skit on the album, but can you imagine being at that show? And they're building up the momentum before he drops the song. This is hip hop. This is rock music. This is everything. When you go to a concert, they build up the adrenaline, and when they drop the song, that shit has such a an impact. It's so much euphoria going on right now. It's boosting your adrenaline. That's what it does. That's one of those songs that does that. So that's why I'm saying that should have been a song included. It just wasn't. I was just like, oh, why did he do that? Why did he do that?
They only had a certain amount of songs, right? It was 20
songs. You had to do 20 songs. That should have been in the 20 songs. That should have been the one in the 20.
Primo picked his best one. What he thought was his strongest 20 songs. And I don't think anybody else can tell me different. He's a DJ.
Yeah.
He knows what moves people. He thought he grabbed that bag that was going to move everybody. See, when you DJing in New York, you're going to play for the crowd.
Right.
When you DJing in Chicago, you're playing for the crowd. Now they went national with it. He tried to play for the national universal crowd. Instead of this is just me saying.
Right.
Instead of him pulling out the New York bangers.
Right.
And just go strictly from that.
Right.
So, me, myself, I like Primo's beats a little bit more than the RZA. Not to take away from none of the RZA's beats because he got some hot ones.
Right.
But I rock with Primo's beats hard. A little bit funner, well, more fun to DJ.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they're not as abstract.
Right.
As the RZA's. And, you know, it got kind of saturated with RZA.
Right. The next one was, we're really going to get into it. It was Lil Jon and T-Pain. We ain't going to get into that. I mean, they got dated, but.
I'd have to give it to Lil Jon.
I did. Yeah. Like, I was watching it. Like, they had a lot of energy. It was a lot of songs, a lot of commercial joints. Keep it moving. Then the most recent one was the Babyface and Teddy Riley.
Didn't get a chance to see that.
I didn't watch it because I just wasn't into it like that. But I did pull up the song selections. Got educated. Like, I didn't know Babyface did Rocksteady by the Whispers.
Yeah.
That was education
Which
for me.
Which was a cut.
That was definitely a cut. What was a cut they were saying? I didn't know Teddy Riley did Just Got Paid by Johnny Kemp.
What?
Didn't, I'm just
You didn't know. He even said that on the New Jack Swing video when he was talking about God's Xanaman.
Oh, Xanaman. That's right. That's right. That's right. 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 Forgot about
See,
that.
Nah. Yeah. He don't talk about.
Nah. He did it. Now he did the Dougie Fresh, and Slick Rick the Show.
Teddy.
That's an education for a lot of people. A lot of people not aware of that.
Right. Teddy Riley got one of the most. One of the hottest intros that black folk even know.
Right.
Because you got to understand that he produced that In Living Color joint.
Ah.
With Heavy D.
Okay, yeah.
So, I mean, Teddy, the inventor of the New Jack Swing.
Right.
It goes on and on. From Bobby Brown.
Right.
To Keith Sweat. Zan the Man. I mean,
he said he did Boy George.
Now he got a lot of people on his record.
Yeah.
You don't want to get Teddy.
But let me just add, as the time's going, let me just add some
bad business moves.
Let me say this real quick.
Yeah,
what I don't like about these battles per se, and particularly why I didn't watch the Babyface and Teddy Riley battle, is because basically
probably gonna take too long.
You're talking, no, right, but no, but you're talking about two men who shaped the entire landscape of R&B in the 90s. Them two.
Hold it.
Them
Hold
two.
It.
Right.
Well,
so
there was one more.
Well, no, but let's just keep it to these two.
It
because
can't be R&B without the R.
Well, okay, but let's
without
just keep it.
Aura.
But let's just, but we're just talking
just
about these two.
Up, we can't forget Kales in there.
Okay, but let's just keep it to these two, and this is why I want to bring this out. Because Babyface, he ruled the top 100. All the songs, he ruled the Billboard charts. But New Jack Swing was a movement.
Mm-hmm.
New Jack Swing was a culture.
Yes, it was.
That man single-handedly brought together R&B and rap at a time when R&B artists were not fucking with rap artists.
Uh-huh.
That was at a time where rap... Remember when the radio stations back in the 80s, all the old times, it was like, we don't play rap music.
Uh-huh.
Remember that? Remember there was a skit on Ice Cube's album, America's Most Wanted, where it's like, we don't play that. Straight R&B. Straight R&B.
Straight R&B.
Ice Cube song. Y'all people, Google that. Turn off the motherfucking radio. Ice Cube song, America's Most Wanted. That man bridged R&B and hip-hop. That's Teddy Riley. So when you hear people making these comparisons like, oh, Babyface was a better producer than Teddy Riley, are you stupid? Are you out of your freaking mind?
Man.
Babyface got hits, but that man did not make a movement out of R&B.
Hey,
I'm sorry. Not taking anything from Babyface.
Hey, real quick. Look at this long list.
Okay, we're looking at, what you looking at? You're looking at the disc.
R. Kelly. Yeah.
He's looking at the discography of R. Kelly.
Look,
we're not Taylor.
Right. Do I need to keep going?
Okay.
Look, hold on. Look, dude.
Right. Okay, we're not taking any away from R. Kelly. When you get R. Kelly in the beat battle, we just keep it to the beat battle.
We can't do that. At all, man. Y'all don't want me to get my... Look.
He's just Chicago, man. He got a... Put it with his Chicago.
Listen, we're not talking about what he do in his extracurricular activities.
But no, we ain't got nothing to do with that.
Right,
we keep
now,
it to the beat. He just got to rep his Chicago.
I got to put Chicago
with it.
There ain't no R&B without the aura. Remember that. Without the aura. And this goes on, baby. man.
Right.
They don't want me to do a battle with R.
R, okay. But before R. Kelly was motherfucking Teddy Riley. And he's a protege of Teddy Riley.
Who?
R. Kelly is.
No.
Yeah, okay.
No, they got a different
look. They got two different styles, but I'm just saying the style of production that R. Kelly has, the man before that who transcended that, Teddy Riley. I'm giving Teddy Riley his props. I mean, you know, and it's not just a New York thing because he's from Harlem. I get that. But I'm just saying, if you want to talk. I'm just saying, if you just want to talk of who started the movement of who's bridging where, you know, R&B changed the whole scope of how music was made. You know what I'm saying? I'm talking about from 80s to 90s. he transcended, yes. Like, okay.
R. Kelly. R. Kelly changed the game.
Nah, man. Not R. Kelly like, changed but he was before that. Teddy Riley was before that, bro.
Okay. Teddy Riley did what he did for the New Jack Swing. He did that. But after the New Jack Swing kind of
I'm saying... Right.
It was wild.
Well, I'm saying that particular style, but you got to remember, everybody started producing. They started making R&B with the boom bap element, with the sort of hip hop feel to it. That's the way R&B is now in 2020. Still got that feel, still got that swagger, still got that shape. Even the fashion, you know, like all of those FUBU, Benetton, Cross Colors, Call Kanai, goddamn it,
Kales.
Kales ain't starting no damn clothing movement. Get your ass out of here.
Kales, look, I'm going to tell you this right now. Teddy Riley was integral in the New Jack Swing. That's all. He ain't got nothing else behind that. Now, as far as real live R&B hip-hop, it got to be Kales. R&B hip-hop, it's got to be Kales. It cannot be Teddy Riley. It can't. Teddy Riley was, he got to stay in his lane.
I can't say, I have to respectfully disagree because.
He saying that New Jack's swing.
R. Kelly didn't, because R. Kelly came out after, it's like he kind of transcended it and he built on it. So I'm not taking anything away from R. Kelly. He definitely, you know what I'm saying?
See, but.
But it just wasn't few. He wasn't the first person to fuse it, is what I'm saying. You see what I'm saying? Because R&B, think about it. In the 80s now. We're talking 80s.
You got to understand.
R&B had a totally different
sound. Here's the thing. Teddy Riley transformed R&B, or he took some R&B elements to New Jack Swing. New Jack Swing is not hip-hop. New Jack Swing took elements.
No, it's both.
It took elements of hip-hop. But it's not hip hop. New Jack Swing was a whole new concept that he went with in his basics, the cadence, the swing, the timing. So when you're talking about mixing hip hop with R&B, there's a difference between mixing New Jack Swing and R&B. Because New Jack Swing is still only an element of it. It's not really hip hop. This was something that they built off of hip hop from. You got.
But what I'm saying, but what that is, but what New Jack Swing did was change the whole scope of how R&B was produced. If you listen to R&B in the 80s, if you listen to the Luther Vandrosses, if you listen to the Patrice Russians, if you listen to Chaka Khan, Sade, and all of that, that style of music was beautiful music. But then, when it went over to Mary J. Blige, when it went over to Keep Sweat, when it went over to Guy, when it went over to even R. Kelly, that's, you know, the style of production changed dramatically to how it was in the 80s. And, you know, Bobby Brown's, who else we got here? Even Babyface started. Jimmy Jam and Terry Lewis started putting a lot of hip-hop elements in their music. The question that I'm saying is, who was the person that started that?
Bobby Brown.
Oh, no, he got... Bobby, who was the first person to produce Bobby Brown?
It was not Teddy Riley.
Yes, it was.
Teddy Riley was on his second album, which was...
No, Friday. The first album was...
The first album was King of Stage.
Okay, so...
Girl Next Door. That's right. What Bobby, you gotta understand. Hold on. When you talk now, we're gonna skin it back, baby. Let's skin it back. Let me finish now. Let's skin it back. Mm-hmm. Who was first? Teddy Riley or New Edition?
New Edition.
Then Teddy Riley cannot be the first one to incorporate hip-hop and R&B, because New Edition was rapping and singing R&B from the gate. And guess who was doing that rapping? Bringing it in. Who brought that whole element? Motherfucking King of Stage. Don't forget about Bobby Brown.
Right.
Now.
No, but their style of music, New Edition, If you go to Candy Girl and Popcorn Love, and is this the end?
Hip hop and R&B.
That goes way back. I mean, that's not, I don't know. New Edition, when they first came out, it was kind of, they had the style. They was hood.
It was hip hop and R&B. Let's not forget now. Lest ye forget. King of Stage. He was rapping and they was doing that New Edition. They was rapping and singing. It was before that. Mm-hmm. Now I can't say that Teddy Riley fused that. What Teddy Riley's greatest accomplishment to music has to be New Jack Swing, which was a huge contribution. But not fusing hip hop and R&B. Nope. There were people before him. And
we had to do some timestamps. We gotta do some checking, man.
Let's find out.
You know what I'm saying?
Let's find out. Next on Bobby Brown.
You definitely have to do some time checking on that, man. I've always... The Girl Next Door. What was the hit on The Girl Next Door?
That was it.
What?
That one song. Girl Next Door.
Okay. That's the first album.
That was probably the biggest hit on that.
Right.
Let's see. Producer Larry Blackman.
Lewis Silas.
He was the executive producer.
Right.
Was Larry Blackman.
That's for that song.
Now let's go to the album. Understand
now,
Larry Blackman.
Right.
They was pretty much R&B, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was all the way R&B.
And they was rhyming.
ATL.
Too, but they was rhyming.
Yeah, they was rhyming too, yeah.
They was rhyming on their R&B songs.
They didn't fuse the whole hip hop.
That's where Bobby Brown came. What year was that? 1987.
Yeah.
When was Teddy Riley's? What was his first New Jack Swing song? What would we say?
Oh, that's definitely 90s. It's definitely 90s. Huh? It's definitely 90s.
So, I mean, you know, you got to give credit where credit's due.
Right.
Bobby Brown was the producer.
We were just talking producer. He threw the whole thing off.
I just hit you with Bobby Brown and R. Kelly. Come on, man. What's next, baby? Y'all don't just because they don't slip. Well, I'm not talking about their extracurricular activities.
No, we're not talking about that. That wasn't even the discussion. We were just talking about
straight.
We went all the way.
They some clowns.
Right.
But them niggas was musical geniuses. They was both ahead of their time.
Right.
And you gotta give them their flowers while they still here, man.
All right.
You gotta give them their flowers.
We're the real show.